all strapped in there?
We're all strapped in.
Yeah.
Let's get the volume down here.
Virtually ready to go.
Oh, it's this button. Hi down, everybody.
Yeah, it's the Goonfest.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah. And what do we got here? It's the 28th today.
Of the 11th month. Whatever they call that nowadays.
Less than a month to go for Christmas.
I know. Just, aren't you afire with the spirit?
Oh, I know. I hardly got any gifts.
You're soaking wet, so obviously you've already been put out once today.
That's right, yeah. And what do we got? Minus -2 out there.
Feels like it, too.
Does it?
I'll tell you.
Yeah. Didn't seem bad when I took Rusty out, but...
Yeah, but...
We don't have any wind back here either, so...
No, not in the back there, is out front.
Yeah.
Huh. Not in the back there, so what would minus -2 be for our Fahrenheit folks out there? There's just bound to be loads of them right now.
Oh, I would say it would probably be maybe 30.
Yeah. Good thinking.
Yeah.
I know how to do the conversion going into positive, but I don't...
Once we get the negative,
the negative kind of thrills me, so...
Yeah. But, the winds, east northeast at 10 kilometers an hour.
I told you. And it's just howling out front there.
And for all you wind chill fans out there, that's minus -6, which would be about, minus 27. Or, pardon me, just 27. Yeah.
Minus 6? No, minus -6? Wouldn't that be down? Oh, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We could spend all day figuring this temperature thing out.
We could, yeah.
Nothing you can do about it anyway.
But they're looking for partly cloudy today, a bit of sun, and a high of plus +2.
Yeah, it's about 36.
Yeah. Something like that,
like that.
And, then we're going down to minus -3 tonight, and look at that, chance of flurries tomorrow, but of course, we know that's going to be in the upper elevations.
Of course.
Of course, yeah. And high of 1, or 2 tomorrow, 1 on Saturday.
Wow.
Look at this, next week, eh?
Yeah, it's getting,
overnight lows.
It's going to be a little chilly, yeah.
Anyways, hope you strapped your hat on, everybody. We got a couple of tunes here that Gary brought over, and let's see, the first one that we want to play, it's a live cut.
We have to,
that's
it's
right.
It's a compulsory play of the day.
And it's called Take a Break. It's a live track, right?
Yeah, it is.
Right on. So, well,
Sylvester Clements Band from concert in Libby, Montana, of all places, in 1993.
1993.
The night before Halloween, and boy, was it an ugly bunch, and that was just us.
Yeah.
The crowd was even worse.
Yeah. And we may as well get into Vassar's Boogie right after.
Yeah,
and,
you got to.
Is that a studio one? Or
no, that's from the same night.
All right, right on. Two cuts for you here, right here, on...
Sooth Kootenai Radio, A View Spin It. Did I get them all? Thank you.
All right, we're starting off pretty good there, huh?
Oh, I didn't even
see. Yeah, we're live on the air.
I was sitting there talking to Rusty, the engineer here.
Yeah, Vassar's Boogie and Big Break. A couple of live cuts there. Yeah. A six-night stand.
Yeah, it was the last night of six that we did.
Yeah, right on.
October 93.
Yeah.
Back when we was young and pretty. Had Ian Tyson's drummer playing drums. And then.
And what was his name?
Tom Moon. Plays with Amos Garrett, too.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
And a bunch of other people.
Right.
I haven't seen Tom for quite a while, but he's Mark Koenig's cousin, too.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Small world sometimes.
It is, yeah. It's, you know, you tend to bump into yourself once in a while. It's so small.
Yeah. Well, there we are. We had a little bit of a glitch on that
and
one.
How did we explain it? It's a Mac.
Oh, yeah. That's what it was, yeah. Anyway, so...
Putting your elbow on the button there and...
Well, that's the thing. I played it right off of a USB drive, and I know
just,
now.
That's not the way you... Just ain't the way it's done in this high-end, high-tech end of radio, is it?
I kept trying to put it on the turntable, but...
I think a little player kept flying off.
It did.
That's why you got to cover, you know, those covers over the turntable. You put it down, at least it contains.
That's right.
Doesn't fly off onto the floor.
Yeah. So we got a couple of stories here from Canadian headlines, or today's Canadian history.
Oh,
Is this
yesterday's news, kind of? So what we're getting at here?
Some of them are going way
just
back.
A second. The dancers are giving
the dancers wanted to get at her. Yeah.
Well, there's 42 of them. They can only get about 27 in here at a time.
Yeah.
The other 15 are a little... We're out in the hallway, and they want to get in here, too.
They do. So. Yeah, you can hear them bumping and grinding.
They're not twerking, are they? Is it what you're trying to say there, Tim?
Yeah. But and you say they were the CIDO dancers.
They were the dancers when that Barnyard Blues Music Hour show that I was involved with,
and
on that other network. They dance what you know, and people wonder about dancers on radio, but what they do, they dance during the songs, and it just kind of we hope it translates a bit over the air.
That's
of course,
right.
You can't see them,
no,
and you really can't hear them either because.
No, but you can hear the toes.
You can hear the
cage.
Well, we can.
We can.
We're ducking. Yeah. You know, they let off with these big kicks and stuff.
Yeah,
it's kind of tight space in
just
here.
Just gotta watch out.
Well, at one time early on in the Barnyard Blues, before they started wearing the helmets with the face guards and the foam rubber shoes, well, that one gal, Lorraine Armbuster, the leader of the dancers, she's about 6'4".
Yeah,
she let off with a big old kick and caught this other gal right in the chops, and they were pulling teeth out of the ceiling for
quite
a while. So WCB made them come in and kind of wear the safety gear. So that's why they're still wearing.
They look
that.
Kind of funny wearing the hats.
They do, but it doesn't impede their movements much.
No, that's right.
It's just all volunteer thing, so it's not like they're seasoned pros at it.
Yeah. So, I got a couple of things here. I don't know. You know whose birthday it is today? Paul Schaefer.
I was going to say Paul Schaefer.
Yeah. And
he's like the most famous Canadian there is, isn't he?
Pretty much. Next to, what's his name there from Jeopardy?
Oh, I thought you were going to say Alan Thicke.
Yeah, is that him?
Oh, no, Alex Trebek.
Alex Trebek.
Is Alan Thicke Canadian?
Yeah, he's Canadian, too.
Yeah, boy, they all are.
Yeah, he had that show, Thick of the Night. Talk show. It lasted for about 3 weeks, didn't it?
I don't remember that. That must have been in another country other than where I was raised.
Yeah, I think they broadcasted it out of Germany.
Probably.
Yeah. But anyways, Paul Schaefer, they They got him classified here. I kind of laughed when I read this. Rock and roll keyboardist, actor, comic, band leader, born in Thunder Bay, Ontario in 1949. He studied at the U of T and while playing in bars and jazz bands. 1972 became the musical director for the Toronto production of Godspell and then part of the group Northern Lights, who sang the song Tears Are Not Enough, which was on the We Are the World album.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he was a Saturday Night Live regular from 1975 to 80, and a.k.a. Don Kirshner. Musical director for the Blues Brothers, David Letterman's sidekick and band leader on The World's Most Dangerous Band from 82 to 93 on NBC, and Paul Schaefer and the Party Boys of Rock and Roll, and the CBS Orchestra from 1993 to present.
And he was in Spinal Tap.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
I can't remember the name. He played this smarmy agent guy in Spinal Tap.
Slimy?
Smarmy. Oh. Started to say slimy, but that's not quite, doesn't quite paint the picture. Smarmy.
Oh, smarmy. Okay.
Smarmy agent type.
Yeah. And I don't think there's much other stuff I want to read here.
Oh, come on. There's got to be something that happened.
Well, we got Ray Perkins, rhythm and blues singer of the Crew Cuts, born on this day in 1932. What's her big
that's
tune?
Enough. Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah, it was just music, so I thought it was either that or I had to talk about hockey or Grey Cup.
No.
So I thought, well, let's go with this guy, the Crew Cuts.
Yeah.
And, yeah, see, there's nothing else here. It's all hockey and Grey Cup stuff.
Yeah.
So we'll leave it at that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, but this was an important study
here
in 1974.
All right.
Annapolis, Nova Scotia.
Okay.
Ottawa to fund a $3 million feasibility study of harnessing the Bay of Fundy tides for electric power.
Wow. So yeah. I wonder how that turned out.
Actually, they are generating it, but I don't think as on a big of a scale as they hope to.
So,
but there is a generator there. It's kind of cool.
Did the study show it was feasible? It must have.
It did. Well, they actually went ahead and built something.
Well worth doing the $3 million study.
Oh, yeah. Because it probably only cost them about $600,000 to build it.
Yeah.
Funny how that goes with the Canadian government.
Oh,
sometimes.
Any government, yeah.
Any government, that's right.
So he's got to be a study.
Yeah. So I come across this song yesterday when I was looking for tunes for you. You've heard of the old Cruel Masters,
have you? Oh, yeah, that's Lisa from Real Food Cafe. That's her favorite group.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. They got a couple of good songs, and I heard this one yesterday, Pour It On Doc. And I thought I'd play it. It's got some good music in it, but we'll give it a spin.
You don't get PBS from the Spokane on your cable system, do you?
Or
on your satellite?
I don't know. Like the music channel?
No, the TV.
Not sure.
I think you get the Seattle. But yeah, there's a show, and I think it's called Bluegrass Underground.
Oh, yeah.
And it's actually from a cave. They have this. It's got to be down in Tennessee or Kentucky, I would guess. And it's really neat underground setting for the studio, and they've got an audience of probably 100 or 200 people for it, and then they, you know, groups come down there and play, and I've seen some really good bluegrass bands on that, and Old Crow was on there 2 weeks ago.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They got a few hits I really like, or a few songs,
yeah.
I should say. Don't know if they had any hits. But anyways, yeah, Pour It On Doc here, the Old Crow Medicine Show right here on
Sooth Kootenai Radio. Hey.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah.
killing's what they need. They got bones to break and hearts to bleed. Some men hold the Lord within, but demons sit on the porch and they watch the wind. Pour it on, we swear it on. Death is dead and gone and gone. And pour it on the crows that sing side by side and the vultures hissing. She got between the bullet and me, and we some souls are born for thee, and others have got their souls with thee. Pour it on, we swear it on. Death is dead, it's gone, it's gone. Pour it on, the crows that sing side by side, and the vultures hiss. The doors and shoot them whores and sign our name in the big white book or scorch in hell for the lives we took. Pour it on, we swear it on. Death is dead and gone and gone. Pour it on, the crows sing side by side and the vultures hiss.
Doc, there we go.
There you go.
Yep.
Now we're cooking.
The Old Crow Medicine Show.
Where are they from?
I don't know. You know, I thought they were Canadian, but I'm not really sure. I'm going to have to, I think.
Better look that up.
Yeah, I think when our favorite pencil neck here is doing his thing.
Be careful now. He's where he can hear you.
Yeah, oh, that's right. He's right here, and he's actually threatening to push that pencil right into my back.
Yeah. Pull it out of his neck and stick it in your back.
Okay, Joe, take it away. Four minutes and 30 seconds of the news update. We'll be back on the second half hour of Smart Great Tunes.
Giver, eh?
Yeah.
It's Thanksgiving today, don't forget.
It is November 28th, and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. Thanks to a major storm system that swept into the region yesterday, thousands of people are still in the dark this morning right across Atlantic Canada. CBC's Stephen Puddicombe has the latest now from Halifax.
High winds topping 100 kilometers an hour knocked out power to tens of thousands of people in the region. Nova Scotia power crews have been out all night. They'll stay out for much of the day. Around 39,000 customers in this province are without power. Most won't be reconnected until this afternoon or later. Now, those problems in Nova Scotia are mainly in Halifax and the Windsor areas. The flight board at the Halifax Stanfield Airport has many delays and cancellations. That's been complicated, of course, by delays in other parts of the country in the U.S. that were also hit by this storm, which included not only rain but snow in many parts. Most ferries in the Maritimes are still in port and will stay put at least for the morning. On the positive side, the rain has stopped. It's quite warm here, about 11 degrees, so quite balmy for this time of year in Halifax. That temperature, of course, will drop later today. Stephen Puddicombe, CBC News, Halifax.
CBC News has obtained documents that show the Canadian government worked with the U.S. as it spied on world leaders meeting at the G20 summit in 2010 in Toronto. The information comes from former U.S. security analyst Edward Snowden. Here's the CBC's Greg Weston.
Top secret documents show Canada helped the U.S. National Security Agency covertly intercept phone calls and emails from a command center in the U.S. Embassy in Ottawa. Those documents say the NSA operation was, quote, closely coordinated with the Canadian partner. That would be the Communications Security Establishment, or CSEC. Glenn Greenwald is an American journalist entrusted with thousands of top secret documents from NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden.
Because here you have a conference of leaders where there's surveillance being done not simply to secure the meeting or to protect it against terrorism, but also to forward the policy goals of the United States and Canada.
The documents don't detail exactly what was intercepted in Toronto. But the U.S. and Canadian intelligence agencies have previously been implicated in hacking phone calls and emails of delegations at the G20 summit in London a year earlier. Greg Weston, CBC News, Ottawa.
Auditors with the accounting firm Deloitte will appear before a Senate committee today to discuss their audit of Senator Mike Duffy. The panel wants to know how independent the audit really was. An RCMP affidavit filed in court last week alleges that Conservative Senator Irving Gerstein tried to stop or influence the audit by calling a senior partner at the firm. The audit was called to examine Senator Duffy's expense claims. A class action lawsuit against the NHL is gaining momentum. The suit was filed on Monday by 10 former NHL players who accused the league of not doing enough to prevent head injuries. Now, 3 days later, another 200 players have joined the court action. The Obama administration is offering to take care of a touchy job, that of destroying serious chemical weapons. The White House is saying the arsenal can be dismantled and destroyed aboard an American ship in international waters. The plan, still subject to final UN approval, would avoid the vexing diplomatic and environmental problems posed by deposing of the materials on one nation's soil. Some grade-A rock and roll memorabilia is going on the auction block. Bruce Springsteen's original handwritten lyrics for his 1975 classic Born to Run are being auctioned off next week at Sotheby's in New York. These are the lyrics written on a single sheet of notepaper that Springsteen had with him in the studio. They include a number of lines that never made it into the song. Springsteen's manager at the time is selling the piece, which is expected to go for more than $100,000. And that is the CBC News. We broadcast live and podcast at cbcnews.ca. I'm Joe Cummings.
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Yeah, Joe. Goodbye.
Yeah, he can come back when we're done.
Take off, eh?
That's right, you hoser.
Yeah.
Hoser. All right, we played some old Crow Medicine Show here before the news, but...
That wasn't quite enough for us, was it?
It wasn't enough. No, I got to play something a little more upbeat by those guys.
Kind of excites the appetite without being quite enough to dampen it back down.
Yeah. And then I'll try to get back on track here.
Yeah, because Lord knows we don't want to see you get distracted.
No.
That's why I'm here, is to keep you focused.
That's right. Fully focused.
Fully.
Yeah. Although it is starting to get a little light out now, so...
Yeah.
That's kind of nice.
Does that help?
Well, yeah.
Does that help you?
After 8 o'clock, it should be.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you'd think. And we're not even as dark as it's going to get early yet.
No, that's right. We still got like another month.
Another 3 weeks. Oh, yeah. 24 days till we even start the turnaround.
Is it? What is the date, the longest
December
day?
December 21st.
Oh, it is the 21st.
No, the longest is June 21st.
Oh, shortest then.
Shortest, yes. The other long, the short.
Right.
The short of it.
Yeah.
My
the
dad's
long and
birthday.
The short of it. Oh, on the 21st, eh?
Yeah, and one of Rick Malsik's wedding anniversaries.
Way to go, Rick.
He's tried out several over the years.
Oh, this one's working out okay, is it?
No, he's single.
Oh, she's a, sorry to bring it up.
I didn't say which one.
Yeah, that's
actually
right.
It was his most recent one. But
most recent. Yeah, but that's history now.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we're going to listen to a song here called Wagon Wheel. Now, is this... Yeah, see? This song was partially written by Dylan off of that movie,
What movie?
I just forget it. He was on it, and he just kind of was a little improv thing. He just sort of started it. Never finished it. So these guys.
Speaking of being distracted, that's what happened.
That's exactly what happened. So
they said cut, and he quit.
Yeah.
You know?
So these guys kind of finished it off.
Oh,
so.
Good for them.
Now I'll have to try to see what that movie is now. But anyway, let's give it a spin.
Let's do, eh?
Yeah.
Sooth Kootenai Radio.
Hey.
Down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Riley. I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Ring band, my baby plays a guitar, a big banjo now. All North Country winters keep forgetting me, and I lost my money playing poker, so I had to up and lay. But I ain't a turn it back. Lula don't laugh no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey. Thank you.
talking due south out of Roanoke. I caught a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long toke. But he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. And I gotta get a move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So wreck me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Wreck me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, wreck me. Wreck me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Wreck me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey,
on war, posted on the people that are playing next door. Let me in on their living, let me in on their fun. I'll put down the reasons one by one. Darlene tells me not to live alone. All of 7 winters she spent 60 miles from home. She knows how to keep warm, she knows where that's at. She knows what she knows, and that is that. I got no refrigerator, not much to eat. 6 miles of town and there's black ice on the street. And the roads late at night are as wicked as a witch. The spell of the north puts Sandy in the ditch. Every night, the water freezes solid down by the hallway light. New shoes and a haircut with a pin that writes home. When my thoughts stay with her, who's got her when I'm gone? And the roads late at night are as wicked as a witch. The spell of the north puts Sandy in the ditch.
Yeah.
John Donegan there.
Be careful driving home late at night. That's what that's all about.
That's right.
It's from his Jack's Guitar CD.
This is SKR.
Oh, excuse me.
Radio.
Don't want to interrupt the station ID now.
You know, weekdays at 10 a.m.
Nothing worse than talking over his pre-recorded station ID. Is there?
Geez, I'm not sure what happened there. Again,
oh, it's a Mac.
Well, I've only had the one coffee.
Oh, no.
This is a Windows.
PC.
That's Windows with a Z on the end.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah, I'm such a fan of it.
Yeah.
Anyways, I got a little sidetracked there. It was from his Jax guitar album of 2008, was it?
Well, it's when we started it.
Oh, right.
I'm not sure what the year was when we finished, because it took a while to get it done. To get her done, as they say.
Yeah. Huh.
Because after all, he had to drive all the way from Whitefish down to Summers to do his work
on
it.
To the studio.
Yeah, and I had to go all the way from here to Kalispell to work on it, and that was always quite a gong show.
Yeah. In the wintertime you were driving?
Oh, some, yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
Took the whole Barnyard Blues Music Hour crew down there.
The dancers, too?
Yeah.
All right.
In a big school bus.
Wow.
That was fun.
I bet.
Yeah. Getting across the border with all those people.
Yeah.
It was kind of tough because we did a live thing while we were down there in Kalispell.
Right. Well, you got to do that, you know.
You got to
get it out there live and see how it sounds.
Yeah.
Huh.
Besides, people down there were really waiting for us to get there. They wanted to see what this Barnyard Blues Music Hour thing was all about.
Yeah, and of course, again, the dancers.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, the first dance troupe that's ever been to town that wore helmets.
Yeah, especially that only dances on radio. Well, and the band for that show, for Barnyard Blues Music Hour, was quite an addition, too, because they actually played along with the music that the radio audience was hearing.
Right.
But they played it in the studio. They didn't go, nobody out there heard them either, but it was just kind of a different approach to radio. So.
Well, that's right. You know? So another, you know what, we got...
This Day in Rock and Roll History.
That's right, yeah. Big birthday today. Well, the biggest one here. Wow.
They don't get much bigger than that, do they?
No, Randy Newman.
Yeah, they don't get much bigger than that.
Randy Newman, born on this day, November the 28th, 1943, in his big hit, Short People. Luckily, I don't have that one.
You don't? Oh, it's a good thing.
Yeah, oh, it's a good
I always like the part about where you pick him up to say hello. John Dunigan is a little on the diminutive side.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
he's about 5'6", and he's one of those guys.
Right.
You've seen the picture of him, me and Dave Griffith, standing
on
either side of John, and then nice close-up, but it's a nice, even height thing, and then you get back, and John's standing on a nice chest.
See? Same as Michael Martin Murphy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Murphy burst... Didn't stand on anything. He just boosted himself up. Yeah.
Too funny.
And we held him by his back belt loop.
So we got another birthday, same year, 1943. R.B. Greaves. And R.B. Greaves' big song was Take a Letter, Maria. I think that was one of those one-hit wonders.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't even have the name of the band.
There was no band.
No, it was him. Eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Beeb Birtles.
Oh, the Beebs. Yeah. That's where Justin Bieber got his name, I guess.
I think so, yeah. 1948, guitar and vocals for the Little River Band. I went to see those guys in the 70s sometime, late 70s, I think, and didn't even know who they were. I just went.
Really?
It was a little bit of a mellow show. But I
kind of like the Bee Gees on Valium.
Yeah. All right. Oh, and then Paul Schaefer, of course, born in 1949.
Yeah, there was another guy named Paul Schaefer who had a birthday today, too.
Yeah, he was on the Canadian history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This guy, two Paul Schaefers, I guess.
Yeah, but this is David Letterman's band leader.
Oh.
Mm.
Yeah.
Anyways, not quite sure what my opinion is of Paul Schaefer. Sometimes I can handle him, sometimes I can't.
He is what he is.
That's right.
That's the opinion you got to have. He's a good musician and somebody that makes Letterman look good.
Yeah.
In comparison to.
That's right, yeah.
Which I like Letterman, too.
Oh, yeah, me too, yeah. Anyways, what do we got? We got some useless trivia throughout the years.
Oh, the best kind.
Yeah, and
stuff
our
you can
first
use
one,
anytime.
We're going back to 1960, and that's when Are You Lonesome Tonight? A ballad that was written in 1926 and first recorded by Al Jolson became Elvis Presley's 14th number one hit.
No kidding.
Yeah. 1964, the Shangri-Las, Teen Trouble classic, Leader of the Pack, topped the Billboard Hot Singles chart. And let's see, also in 1964.
So what grade were you in 64?
64, I would have been 9. I'm not sure what grade that is.
Third?
9 years old?
Yeah, one of those 3 years at third grade, maybe?
I'm not sure. What else we have here? Also in 1964, 3 years after he wrote Crazy for Patsy Cline, Willie Nelson made his first appearance on the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville when he opened for Roger Miller.
Wow.
1964. 1974, Elton John was joined on stage by John Lennon at Elton's Madison Square Garden concert. They performed 3 songs together, Whatever Gets You Through the Night, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, and I Saw Her Standing There. Lennon had promised the flamboyant rocker that he would make a stage appearance with him if Whatever Gets You Through the Night became a number one hit, which it did 2 weeks later. So,
Elton. Son of a gun.
Yeah, Elton held up his part of the deal.
He did, didn't he?
Yeah. And actually, Elton John is actually the godfather of his son, Sean. There you go.
Really?
I had to throw some useless trivia.
I'm glad you did. Yeah. I'm putting that in my phone.
Well, I tell you, yeah. I'm putting that in the phone, yeah. What else do we have here? 1979, all of Ringo Starr's mementos from the days with the Beatles are destroyed when his home in Hollywood Hills burns to the ground. Bummer. 1987, Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes combined their talents to take I've Had the Time of My Life to the number one position on the Billboard Hot 100. And in 1993, Steppenwolf drummer Jerry Edmonton was killed in a car crash not far from his Santa Barbara, California home. He was 47 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, and then in 2005, Tony Meehan, drummer for The Shadows on their U.S. number one hit, Apache, died in hospital from head injuries sustained in a fall. He was 62. Apache spent 21 weeks at the top of the British music charts in 1960. Can't say I know. I remember that song.
It was an instrumental one.
I'm not sure. We might have to...
I was busy putting the useless trivia in my phone. Who is it you're talking about? Not that I'm not hanging on every word, but...
Tony Meehan for The Shadows.
Oh, yeah.
Apache.
I think that was an instrumental.
Yeah. Should we try calling that one?
I got my phone right here. We can call it.
Yeah. Oh, well, I thought I might play it. Right?
Oh, okay.
The Shadows and Apache.
Yeah.
There it is.
There it is.
So let's give it a spin. And
there, where you go, there it is.
See what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 minutes 53. Let's give it a try. That's our song for Rock History Today. Oh, accessing. Processing.
It's a Mac.
Yeah, hit the play button.
It's a Mac.
Oh, here we go. Okay, there you go.
Remember that one now, do you?
I do, actually. Yeah. I had to play it to tweak my brain.
Just had to do that, didn't you?
Had to. What I should do is fill this coffee up is what I really
need. That's what you need to do.
Yeah, I've only had the one so far. It's no wonder I'm all messed up. Yeah, but...
funny, I haven't had any yet.
No.
It hasn't affected me
at all. You got your beverage of choice here, though, which is probably doing its thing.
Yeah, what kind of scotch is it? No.
Whiskey that does coffee drink. Cup. Yeah. That's what I should do, put a little whiskey on this.
That's, you got it.
Oh, and man. And you think we don't make sense now.
Yeah.
Anyways, what do we got here? Oh, that Apache, of course, the drummer of the band, passed away on this day in 2005, Tony Meehan. Yeah, 62 years old. Imagine. Yeah.
So anyway, did you play any Joni Mitchell music on her birthday?
I did, yeah. I might have even highlighted her.
You better.
Sometimes I do. I'll play about three songs at the end of the show on the artist highlight.
Oh, cool.
And Joni was worthy of a few songs.
Oh, man, at least.
Yeah.
So I just saw you had Raised on Robbery in that one cue there.
We could play that. Is that in your bin?
I don't know.
Oh,
is that my...
This is your bin.
Is that my bin on the left there?
It's the No Avail bin.
Holy cow.
There it is, Raised on Robbery. I think we'll play that one now. Something a little upbeat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From Court and Spark.
You're right. 1974.
That's right.
Let's give her.
Hey.
He was sitting in the lounge of the Empire Hotel. He was drinking for diversion. He was thinking for himself. A little money riding on the maple leaves. Along comes a lady in lacy sleeves. She says, let me sit down, you know, drinking alone. It's a shame, it's a shame, it's a crying shame. Look at those jokers, look to that damn hockey game. Hey, honey, you got lots of cash. Bring us down to the bar and we'll have some laughs. Here's what I'm drinking, I was raised on robbery.
was dreaming in the courtyard, lost in thought. I raised my eyes and I saw them all standing there. But I don't know if they were scared of me or not. All I know is they were scared. A couple of them pointed and said, "That's him." Well, that right there was all the evidence. They all circled round and closed me in. Well, I've been closed in somewhere ever since. Well, I'm one of the ones who know not what they do. Things don't work too well inside my head. But if what those people say is really true, Lord help me now, I might as well be dead. But he was in a hurry. Between you and me, he seemed kind of high. When I finally stood before the judge and jury, they wouldn't even look me in the eye. My mother said they'll never set you free. She turned her face away as if to hide. I don't know if Mama cried for me. All I know is Mama cried. And the preacher talked of all eternity and the peace I'd find waiting on the other side. Well, I don't know if Jesus died for me. All I know is Jesus died. They shut the door and they took the key. They left me in this dark old cell to rot. There's a bloody angel sits in here with me, and I can't tell if it's a dream or not. I can't tell if it's a dream or not.
Farmer to sell Ophelia. She'd seen her final page. He sold her to some goatee colonel down the Atlanta way. She ended up Kentucky fried with 11 herbs and spices. Our girl got filleted. Now meanwhile, back in the barnyard, old Jim Dandy, he took it hard. He's looking for Ophelia up and down and all around. He didn't see the colonel. He didn't know Ophelia had been sold and cast away. Until he saw the message to scratch in the ground for him, saying, Jimmy, I love you till my dying day. Oh, Ophelia, darling, where you gone? I pine for you and I long for you from dusk until the dawn. And oh, Ophelia, tell me what they've done. I fear you ended up in a pocket with some tater's gravy and blood.
All right. A heartbreaking end. You weren't listening to the words, but you should have been.
I should have.
But I did. A rooster that was madly in love with a chicken, and she wound up in a bucket. The hen was madly in love with the rooster, and he wound up in a bucket with potatoes, gravy, and buns.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe it was a good thing I wasn't listening.
I know, you'd have been in tears.
I know.
I've seen how these...
And I'm sick of that.
This love in the animal world tends to affect you. So it's probably just as well you went for coffee during that.
Yeah. Rob Quist in the Great Northern.
Yeah. Yes, sir. That's a mouthful.
Yeah. From 1991, This House of Memories. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, Gary brought in an album here today, a Jack Gladstone album. It came out in 2010 called Native Anthropology, and we're going to listen to track one, which is also the title track.
Jack just got in, inducted into the University of Washington Communications School Hall of Fame.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Right on. I like Jack's stuff.
Yeah, quite intellectual for the most part, and he's a Blackfeet Indian and very steeped in his history. And
yeah, always got a few stories to tell there occasionally, you know, on some of his songs. And
coming from the oral tradition as they do.
Yeah, that's right. But I do have a few of his albums here. I'm just noticing. Two, four, six.
Wonder where those came from.
Yeah, I think you brought them all.
And
over.
I played on pretty much every single. I think on all of those that you got there.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
So here we go. Track one, Native Anthropology, right here
it's
on
the title track.
Oh, the title track.
The title track here on Sioux Kootenai Radio. Yeah. Letter Powder River and Letter Buck. Here is what's another way of saying spin it.
That's right.
Hi-yum, we come from the planet three. On the far side of the sun, our vessel moves in rhythm with solar winds of love. Our only mission, verify what's going wrong. Somebody's vision is trying to bring this planet down. Something is missing, let's put our feet back on the gravel. The face of Easter Island was covered thick with forest green, from which they built canoes keep their link with Polynesia. They rolled big stones, built monumental idol heads, myopic thinking brought the Garden Island down. What were they drinking? Idle lips speak not a sound. Let's hover over Greenland and watch the Viking ships arrive with blade, cross, and sword. They pillage north with pride. Our brothers run at adaptation, cut by the sin of pride. Refuse to listen to your mama's cycle change. Soon you'll be missing.
Montana was once a line of buffalo in rhythm with the moon, cycled with the snow. See your frozen rivers run swiftly to oblivion. Carbon Pandora's warming up the atmosphere. Denial soaring, Scotty beam us out of here. Native anthropology, inventory, native anthropology.
That flute player, I didn't get to meet him. I wish I would have.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had some of the best native musicians in North America on that, actually.
Oh, right on. Yes. Okay. Gary was wondering if I had anything about trains. Of course, I got a live cut here from Fred Eaglesmith and the Flying Squirrels.
What a great name.
I know.
What a great name for a band.
It's from the Ralph's Last Show album.
That squirrel used to sit on the fence out here.
Yeah. He's headed down to Santa Cruz.
He is. Yeah, probably is.
Yeah, it's too chilly here for him.
He checked his way down with one of the local snowbirds heading south.
Yeah. So anyways, that's what we're going to listen to, a live track of I Like Trains right
cool.
here on.
Yeah.
So it's good in your radio.
Yeah, good. You say it this time.
Yeah.
Thanks again. Appreciate it, you guys.
Yeah.
listening for the sound of a big old train. Yes, I like trains. I like fast trains. I like trains that call out through the rain. I like trains. I like sad trains. I like trains that whisper your name. I like trains that
station. A suitcase in my hand. Yeah, I walked up to the station. A suitcase in my hand. I was hard for love. When all your love's in vain, all my love's in vain. On a train, pulled in at a station. I looked her in the eye. Yeah, the train pulled into the station. I looked her in the eye. Oh, it's hard, Lord, love. When all your love's in vain, all my love's in vain. At that station, two lines on behind. Yeah, the train left that station, two lines on behind. All the red light was for my baby, blue light was for my mind, all my love and pain. The station, are two lines on behind. Yeah, the train at that station, are two lines on behind. Oh, it's hard, Lord, Lord. When all your love's in vain, all my love's in vain. All my love.
There you go, Love in Vain. Shoot the Moon album, 2006. Was it 2006, that one?
Yeah, I guess it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Sue was going through her cancer battle when we were finishing recording that.
Well, yeah. An old Robert Johnson song there by Alan Lane and
Young
the Boys.
Young Alan Lane, yeah. Young Alan Lane. And all the pretty boys down in Troy.
Well, look at that. We are pretty much out of time here today.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I don't know if we've got anything we can tell you about the Hot Chicken and LP show today.
Oh, I certainly don't know what to say.
Ryan Bingham's Roadhouse Son we're going to be playing today.
Cool.
That's actually a pretty good album.
Well, all the ones you play on the Hot Chicken and LP are good albums.
I try not to.
They wouldn't make the cut if they weren't.
No, they wouldn't. No.
You're pretty discriminating in your musical taste there, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, sometimes you have to be.
Yeah.
Everybody expects it.
And then there's the days when I come in, it all goes to hell. But
we get into a different vein sometimes.
Yeah, we do. Today was almost a banjo theme there for a while.
For a little while, yeah.
Kind of made me homesick for the Ozarks.
Yeah. Well, I could have played some Ozark Mountain Daredevils for you.
Yeah, like Lauren Wolf was playing banjo at the farmer's market. He had a booth last winter at the farmer's market, and he came in one morning, and he's sitting there playing before it starts, and I said, man, you do that, you make me want to go home, marry my cousin again.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Anyways, look at that. We are almost out of time. We better hurry up before Joe wants in. But
oh, he's gonna be through the story.
Gary wanted to slip in.
I know. It's my fault.
Oh yeah,
it's my fault, Joe.
Some JJ Cale. This is from the Roll-On album. It's actually a pretty good one. And Strange Days is the name of this particular song.
Some days are.
Yep. And that's what we're going to finish her off. So,
hey.
Thanks a lot for tuning in, everyone.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Tim.
Hey, no problem, man. Right.
Beauty.
Spin it.
It is November 28th, and this is CBC News.